Coming up this week on Spooky Dudes, Corey and Eric decide to join a doomsday cult and try to fill the void in their souls. It's our episode on The Void. Stick around.
You're listening to the ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
When shadows fall and spirits howl, zombies stalk and madmen prowl. Monsters lurk and victims shiver. Thrills and chills they will deliver. Arise from your graves and get in the mood. It's time to join the Spooky Dudes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back for another episode of the Spooky Dudes podcast, where tonight we will be discussing the 2016...
I'm going to throw a whoop whoop in there.
Whoop whoop! 2016 supernatural horror film, The Void. This is Eric's pick, and by the way, Eric's here. Hey, Eric, what's up, man?
Hello, kids.
He's How here. Are you? They're great. They better be. You're listening to Spooky Dudes. It's going to be a good time. Yeah. So what's been going on, dude?
Just, you know, life, stuff, horror, talking, people, friends. It's a little easier now that the year has started and things are moving. So you get in the flow with things. Like I said, you know, our last episode, beginning of the year, things happen, so we get busy. So, yeah, things are smoother.
Good, dude. Me too. Actually, My schedule will be rotating at the end of the month.
Well, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it.
We'll get there. All right, y'all. No worries. Spooky Dudes staying around. Stick around. But yeah, we're going to talk about The Void tonight, but is there any news you wanted to talk about? Or?
Well, two things, actually. For one, I said a few episodes ago about Hellboy coming out, the new film reboot with...
David Harbour.
Yes. Played the sheriff on
Stranger Things.
A lot of people, you know, I've seen a lot of people, it's like, it's great, the hashtag, where's Ron? I've seen that, which is, I get the joke, it's funny. And like I've said before, I would love to have seen Ron Perlman continue playing Hellboy and Guillermo keep doing, I mean, I would love to see it. I get it, it's not going to happen. I'm just glad it's still going, it's still good. And this looks really good. The first trailer, the way it was cut, it seemed kind of like one of those, you know, like Deadpool, like wacky, and like the tone that was presented, it set a lot of people off. Well, they came out with a new Red Band trailer, and it is official. It's getting a rated R, and it looks really good. So I'm really excited about that. Have you seen it?
I've not watched the trailer. I saw the still image and the quote saying it was rated R.
Yeah, it looks really good. And I hope to God they're not showing this entire movie in that trailer, because I kind of feel like they did, but. Still, it looks really good. I'm excited about that. But for those of you who have Shudder, I know we do, they released a March update or a list of some upcoming titles.
Cool. Tell me more.
Let me pull up my list. For a movie we actually reviewed, seems like a long time ago now, but Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich. So,
yeah, it was episode, what, 3? Hold on.
I believe so. It's one of the early ones. But if you haven't seen that yet, now's your chance. If you have the subscription to the streaming service, which I personally recommend, I know there's a few horror streaming services, but this one I think is the best one out of all of them. The Critters.
Episode 2.
Wow, that's one of those.
September 28th.
It's almost the first one, which makes no sense because it was 2. And I don't know why I felt the need to say that out loud, but okay.
You remember what the first one was?
I don't actually.
It was your pick. It's on Amazon Prime. The son of a bitch, demons. You son of a bitch.
Son of what? Bubba?
Bad Ben.
Oh.
I got all these cameras and a demon.
You know, I would really like to know if anybody has watched Bad Ben from listening to our show, because I still really like it. And I watched them all, and we need to talk about some of the newer ones he's put out.
Did you watch the latest one, The Clown Moon or whatever?
I did.
I haven't watched it yet.
It's, yeah, I'm not going to say anything. It's just, yeah. But yeah, Puppet Master, back to Shudder. Puppet Master's coming. Lilith Reich. The new Critters short miniseries is coming. The Last Drive-In. That's another bit of news. It's a good segue. So Joe Bob Briggs, who brought, I think, I don't remember how many months ago, they did the 24-hour movie marathon. It was supposed to be The Last Drive-In with Joe Bob Briggs, who's famous horror host. Those of us know him from TNT's The Monster Vision, or a little earlier, like me, from the Movie Channel. It was announced he is going to get a series on Shudder, which is great. And it's now has officially been given a date. It is Friday, the 29th of March. Be a show every weekend, Friday night, double feature. Joe Bob, you can't go wrong. There's a whole list of other great classic horror films and some newer stuff. But yeah, check out Shudder. There's a lot of good stuff coming this March.
Awesome. That's
it for me.
Awesome, dude. I just
also, hey,
yeah,
important PSA.
Do it.
Don't eat animal crackers really quickly because you run out of breath because you're trying to chew them. That's why I sound weird. Sorry.
Yeah, we are not issuing an animal cracker challenge because the internet challenges are stupid.
I just scarfed like six of them. My brawny's like,
dry you up quick, brother.
Yeah.
I don't really have any news per se.
Let me ask you this. Have you checked out, it's also on Shudder, the horror, noir of horror?
I have not had the chance, unfortunately.
Is that how you say it?
Horror noir, yeah.
Just basically, I guess a documentary about...
It is, yeah.
Every black actor in horror history, I mean, how they contributed to horror. Is that what basically was about? I mean, I can't remember exactly what the core is about.
It's a fairly comprehensive documentary, just kind of on the history of African Americans in horror, in front of and behind the camera. And I think there's some stuff in there about Night of the Living Dead, you know, having Dwayne Jones, and that was kind of a gutsy move. For
the first African American lead role.
In correct? Horror or in general?
Well, I thought it was in general, but I believe it's horror. Because there was another film that I can't remember.
I don't know. But yeah, I mean, it was a really big deal. I mean, as you know, preaching to the choir, because that's my favorite movie. But I think Romero's kind of always stuck by the story of, you know, rest in peace. he cast the best guy for the job, regardless of skin color. And but, yeah, you know, I think he kind of knew how important it was, what he was doing. So, you know, there's a lot in there. I think Jordan Peele, they do a section about Get Out. And
I know Keith David's in there because I saw it in one of the trailers. But yeah, I need to sit down and watch it. I've got so much stuff I've got to get caught up on.
Yeah, you and me both, dude. I have been watching a lot of weird Italian stuff. I mentioned last episode I'd watched Slaughter Hotel, I think. That was a weird one. Lots of...
You kind of just went down the rabbit hole, haven't you, for Italian exploitation type films?
Exploitation in general, but yeah, I've been watching a lot of Italian stuff. It just keeps happening.
Is that because you've discovered a fondness for a certain distributor, or just in general?
Well, I bought a bunch of movies from Raro Video. They had a sale, and bought a bunch of titles from them, and kind of churning through those. And I checked out one, Slaughter Hotel. I finished it, enjoyed it. A lot of Bush. Yeah.
So you're watching movies about gardening?
No. Pubes.
Oh.
Just a lot of, this was the 70s. I don't know if you guys are familiar, but a lot of...
Just watch the shower scene in Stripes with Bill Murray. You know what he's talking about.
Yeah, sexploitation kind of stuff. It's also checked out this. This was actually mentioned in another one of our Facebook groups. Somebody was asking about horror movies with a lot of breasts in them, I guess. And so I'm about halfway through this one. So far, it's not that many breasts, to be honest with you. But this movie is batshit crazy. It's called The Eerie Midnight Horror Show. You can actually buy the physical DVD on Amazon for like $6.
Are you going to get an actual DVD in a case, or just going to get one of those plastic, you know, Walmart case CD cases like with a movie written on it in a Sharpie.
This is an actual DVD in a case. I bought it. It's $5.98, and you get free shipping with Prime. If you want a used copy, it's only $2.50.
That's the one that's got the Sharpie written on it. Like, this movie's great.
It's a weird movie, dude. It's a bit like The Exorcist. It's not that good, though. And it's way more, you know, nudity and weird sexual stuff. But I don't know. So far, it's very trippy. I'm going to finish it. Just, you know, couldn't finish it today. But Eerie Midnight Horror Show. And I think it actually goes by three or four different titles. That's obviously like an Americanized title.
If you guys are curious about this kind of stuff, I know you've been posting a lot of your, like, daily or weekly watches on the gram.
Yeah.
So you can see the covers of these things.
Yeah, I'm posting the... Whenever I watch something that I think will be of interest to you guys, I'll post a picture on our Instagram, which is Spooky Dudes Podcast. And you can just follow along there. You can comment, and I'll be happy. These aren't movies that we're going to necessarily cover on the show. And in fact, this is a good segue right here. Eric and I had talked about this since I do watch a lot of weird stuff, and I like to write and I like to create content. We had discussed doing kind of side reviews for this kind of thing. Would you guys rather these be written out as like blog posts, or would you rather them be YouTube videos, or how, if we were going to produce reviews of lesser known movies that were maybe like 5 minutes or, you know, 1,000 words or something like that, how would you prefer to get those reviews? Let us know.
Show of hands.
Yeah. Show of hands. Send us a carrier pigeon. SpookyDudesPodcast@gmail.com or Facebook. Facebook's always good to get a hold of us. Just let us know. If you wouldn't be interested in it, let us know that too. If you're like, I don't want to hear you review anything else, please stop. Then, you know, send that. Or if you'd rather read it or see it as a video, let me know. And we'll move on from there. But yeah, Eerie Midnight Horror Show. So far, it's trippy as hell. A girl's possessed or something, and she asked her dad to make love to her. That was kind of weird. And he slapped her in the face twice and called a doctor. And now they have an exorcist coming over. Pretty crazy, man. The good stuff. Anything else? I don't have anything else.
That's about all I can think of the top of my head. Well, one thing, actually, which I think kind of got me a little excited for, because I was a fan of him as a kid. Do you remember Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah.
On Nickelodeon?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Loved it.
Apparently, they're
the Midnight Society.
Yeah. They're bringing that back, apparently.
Oh, yeah?
But I don't think it's going to be like a Nickelodeon version. I think it's going to be more more adult-type horror, like, related. I could be wrong. I need to find out some more information about that. But that just popped across my social media feeds. I was like, that's kind of cool. But, yeah. Is there any old shows? You know, it could be necessarily horror-related or anything that you think would be good to be brought back.
Well, they're bringing one back that I thought was scary. Unsolved Mysteries.
It's only scary because of the host, let's be honest.
And that song, it's a freaking song, dude. And then at the end, he's like, and he's still out there. Oh, and then like, update. Nope, we got him.
Because he delivered in the same tone, like, in the remote town of Minnesota, the thing is the same. And it was a great, yeah, it's the same tone. That's what's made it scary. It's weird it's coming back, though. You know, the only thing that actually made me interested in that show was when they did the UFOs. Or that was maybe it. But
my least favorite thing was the aliens and stuff.
Well, I like science fiction and stuff. So I was like, yeah, this is great. But then it comes to one like 911 emergency. And they're talking about he also did Rescue 911. Remember that? Which was the exact same show, just it was about 911 calls.
It wasn't as scary, though.
No, it was more real-life stuff. Like, I remember one, and they reenacted. Like, these aren't like, they try to, like, these are recreation type stuff. A little girl running with a knife and actually stabbed her sister. I remember that stuck with me. I think it's because another kid stabbed another little kid. They all survived. It all turned out happy. But that was more intense to me than Unsolved Mysteries.
Huh. I never thought about it, but...
Because it's real. You know, it's real things actually happened.
Well, Unsolved Mysteries happened, too, except for the weird spacey shit. But that was kind of rare. It's usually like he killed a bunch of people and ran away. Now he's in your backyard.
Who knows?
He could be your uncle. I don't know.
Speaking of things that are back, we don't have to talk a lot about it.
The McRib?
No. I actually found you can get those at your Costco's now. So screw you, McDonald's. I can go buy the third party version, which tastes just as good. Are you still watching The Walking Dead?
No, I haven't watched it since Rick parted ways.
I stopped watching it a long time ago. Basically, in my mind, again, spoiler if you're not caught up, Negan is in the jail cell. They live happily ever after. I stopped after that because I'm like, this show is drug on. I can't stand it anymore. But they are actually announced like, the next season is full in development. I'm like, oh, God. I was just curious. We don't have to go into it. I was just curious.
No, I haven't watched any of the Whispers or any of that stuff.
I've heard it's actually good. But again, these are people who, you know, can't say one negative thing about the show. So I'm like, eh.
It's fine. You can't have a show. I mean, how many shows in the history of the world have done 9 or 10 seasons and every season's been great?
Doctor Who.
Every season of Doctor Who's been great?
Yeah.
I don't know, dude.
Season as a whole, there may be some episodes that are kind of slow, but again, I'm biased on that.
Well, I think it's also a little different, though, because Doctor Who is, I don't know, man.
I'm just throwing out a season that's been around for a while.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
That's rare, though. I'd say most episodes of Walking Dead have been pretty good, but yeah, it's just inconsistent. That's the main problem for me. Well, Eric had the pick this week. Can you fill the void between our ears with some, information about your pick, Eric? How'd you like that?
I'm still here. Sorry.
What?
I just had to burp really loud. I was trying to fill the void of air in my oxygen in my lungs.
Oh man.
Sorry guys. I didn't want to burp in your guys' ear. But yes, The Void, which came out in 2016, and I forgot to check. Was this is streaming on Netflix still?
Yes.
And I believe it is on Shudder. I could be wrong about that, but like I said, you can find it last week. You can find it on most streaming sites, but if Netflix is usually most people's go-to, you can still find it on there. Just the short thing about The Void, you know, so I don't want to go too much in the story about this because the story's a little, it's trippy a little bit. But start, you have a sheriff deputy played by Aaron Poole, and he discovers a blood-soaked man, you know, kind of like crawling on his belly down the deserted road. And so he decides to rush him to a hospital, which has a very light staff because this hospital caught on fire, so they're moving to a new one. So it's, you know, there's only a few people. And that's when these cloaked figures appear. They have these black triangles on their faces, kind of like cult-like figures. They surround the building, and that's where the roller coaster starts. They just, he's trying to protect all the survivors, he gets led deeper into the hospital where a whole other doorway of evil is just opened. It's interesting. But that is the plot. Short version, because I don't want to spoil this one. It's basically that's so new ish but yeah, The Void, what did you think of The Void?
I loved it, man. I thought it was really good. I think it's very Silent Hill like I really like the Silent Hill video games, and this thing is it's got some pretty good kind of hallucinatory kind of elements to it. This is good. It's good. It's nice and scary.
Yeah, I feel like, did you get any, there was some good, you know, just kind of horror throwback classic. It felt like you're watching a good old school horror movie with modern polish.
Yeah, you know what I'm, that's fair. Yeah.
I mean, I've seen people compare it to like, it's a balance between Hellraiser and The Thing, which I see that. I mean, maybe Hellraiser, The Thing, some Lovecraft in there. There's a little Cthulhu-ish. I mean, that's more just Lovecraft and Lovecraft in general. It didn't get the greatest reception. I know that's one thing I do know about, which is kind of a shame because it's really good. And I mean, the story's trippy, but I know like there's hardly no CGI effects in this. I mean, there's some obviously.
Yeah.
But like just everything, it's really, there's the gory stuff. It's all in camera. It just looks great. It just it moves at a good pace. When they get to, shortly after the hospital, the man that the sheriff rushes there, when shortly after that, that's pretty much when the roller coaster is just, you know, you're ticking up the hill. Once you get to that point, you're fixing the ride's fixing the start, and you're just going to take off, because it gets weirder and weirder after that. Did you have, I mean, like, I'm trying to think how to describe that, explain, spoiling stuff, but I mean, what are some of your favorite things you liked about it, most memorable things? Hey, Gary.
Gary's not here, man. Mm-hmm. Favorite parts of the movie?
That are most memorable, I mean.
The creatures, man. It's hard to explain. Like, I mean, I don't think we need to go into spoilers about this movie, but
yeah,
there's this big creature. I'm not even going to describe it other than say it's like a big blobulous kind of, I don't know, just imagine a bunch of kind of, I don't know. I can't even explain it, man. But they basically, it comes out of this lady and it gets bigger and bigger and it's going to eat this dude.
Has the face of a baby that splits open.
Yeah, yeah. That thing freaked me out. Shit like that is like Silent Hill. It's like Lovecraftian. I love that. And I love there's these kind of, what are the dudes in the robes?
It's a cult, basically, you find out. And like the cult leader, you know, you find out the cult leader is in this hospital. And he mentions a line, they're here, they're my children gathered to witness the awakening or whatever. And that's basically all they really explain. So they're just there to witness this event that's going to happen. But they're very creepy because it's not time. It's a bunch of weird people in white robes. Like I said in the last episode, if you see screenshots, it's not the Klan. Yeah. But just they all have these black triangles. I don't understand the black triangle because that does play a part later on in the movie. And like I said, the last episode, the movie, it's really good. I've seen it 4 times now. And each time the ending's still a little confusing for me. So, man.
Yeah. The ending had no punch to it. Like that, the very ending.
I felt like it did. And I'm just missing something.
I don't see how, man. It's just, we're not going to talk about it, but something happens.
Yes. Well, go ahead.
I was just going to say something happens, and then there's kind of like this, nothing happens. Like it gets crazy for a minute, and then it gets kind of like, okay.
Well, we can talk. Let's talk at the beginning. So before the sheriff, I talk to him, meets this bloody man. It starts out, this house, you hear gunshots, and this one guy comes running out, or no, this, they drag this, I'm trying to think, they drag, don't they drag the girl out of the house? These two men.
No, the guy runs out, and then the girl runs out, and then yeah, she's the guy shot. Out.
That's what it is. But she's now shot, and they walk over, and it's on camera, minus what they're fixing to do, but it's just very slow. Like, they set her on fire, and they just stand here and watch her burn. They're not showing her burning, but just the camera just stays there for a second. So, I'm like, that's like this movie is now setting a tone that's like, okay, I'm actually going to pay attention to a little more. And it gets weirder after that. But the guy who ran away is the one the cop found on the side of the road. And those two men are in pursuit of him, which they later work their way to the hospital. And that's when you find a little more after about this cult. Apparently, he was not part of it, but, you know, they brought him there to do stuff for the cult. That's where the ride starts in there, man, because it gets weirder after that.
Yeah, definitely.
That's when you see the first creature.
Yeah. Short after that. Yeah. There's no real boring moments in this movie. It's a lot of tension. It's very, I mean, it's not like super action filled or anything, but it's, the tension's pretty up there. It's intriguing. It keeps you kind of guessing through that whole thing. I know I'm being a little vague here, but
again, we're not trying to spoil this. That's one reason we can't go in. But I can't really say anything negative about it. I've really tried. I mean, I've watched this 4 times, and recently too. I can't. Maybe the ending is confusing for me. But I also think I'm still just missing something. But I stepped into this not knowing what it was about. Again, I just like the poster was cool. I'm like, oh, I'll check it out. And I was genuinely surprised. It was, I'm like, because I just, it was like, this is a nice little gym. But yeah.
Yeah, it's cool.
Maybe, you know, some of the story can be, you know, be a little weird. A little super, there's a lot of weird things and supernatural stuff that would make some people hesitant. But if you're a newbie into their, a normie, say that, into the genre, it's a ride, man. It's a lot of stuff nowadays. It can be kind of low on the gore and the effects, but this is done really well. I'm not trying to just praise it for all being out, but yeah, I can't really just go into it without spoiling stuff. It's weird, but good.
We can do a spoiler alert here and just hit it deep if you want.
You want to do that? It's up to you.
Yeah, let's do it. If you don't hear any spoilers, go ahead and skip three minutes. We're going to talk spoilers for the next 3 minutes. All right, go for it, man.
After the cop, the two guys get to the chase the one guy back to the hospital, that's when the cult is met, and you find out one of the doctors, you find out the doctor is a cult leader, and that he has been before to try to bring some kind of portal or a life beyond death type thing. And apparently he's been conducting all these experiments, and there's been a lot of mishaps, and they've been having at this hospital. So that's where all these creatures come in. They're give people their alternate skin. Is that what he called it?
Something like that. You find out the motivation behind this is his kid died.
Yeah.
But they're basically bringing these creatures into our world from
the void.
The void.
Yeah, but everything looks great. And I don't want to go any. Honestly, I don't want to go any further than spoilers because okay. it's very trippy.
Yeah, that's fine.
Unless you want to pull anything out, man.
No, that's cool. Okay, spoilers over. We can just we're just gonna chit chat about the movie a little bit more.
This was done by what was the group you were saying?
It's two of the guys from Astron 6.
And they also done what was the other Father's Day?
Father's Day, Manborg, The Editor. Which I still have not seen. I really want to see that movie. And I will eventually. What about, did you mention any of your favorite scenes?
Trying to think what I could say. The first, yeah, it's not a spoiler. The first introduction, the movie is very tense. I really like the introduction of the cults because it's a very creepy scene.
Mm-hmm.
The cop is went to his cop car to call backup. Because the radios are pretty, you know, naturally they're not working inside the building. But they do give kind of a legitimate reason. And he goes to this car to get his radio, and this out of nowhere, there's hundreds of people in these white cloaks with black triangles on their face. It's a very creepy and disturbing image. That's a good scene. And shortly after that, when you meet the first creature, which mutates from a nurse. Don't exactly remember what triggered her, what started it. Maybe she was just always there. That's where people are pulling the thing reference, because the way people are transforming, you say it's gross, man. But it's cool. That's two of the non spoiler esque thing. The one creature that you see later on, the baby face and stuff, just that's weird.
Yeah, it's pretty jacked up, dude. Yeah, I can understand comparing it to the thing. I don't think you should compare them overall, but.
There's bits and pieces of it that I could see people making comparisons, but they're not. I wouldn't put them side by side.
One thing this movie does really well, though, is it kind of matches the tension of the thing. I think you're kind of constantly guessing and trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah, but they actually mentioned that the two men who you meet at the beginning, who set the girl on fire and is shooting the one guy, they mentioned trusting. Like they don't know who to trust because there's all kinds of the people out there, and one of them can't talk, and they told him to explain why, and apparently they cut out his tongue. It's like, you know, he's like, that happened to the last, that from the last people he trusted. So yeah, I get that aspect of the thing comparison. You can't trust.
Yeah. Trust no one. The X-Files, dog.
But, yeah, no, I'm kind of rambling. I mean, if there's something The Void stands out for, it's very Lovecraftish, you know, has a feel overall. You've got cult, got creatures, parallel dimension, and just the overall atmosphere that spans through the entire movie. It's definitely enough that will keep you hooked, and at the same time, you're not fully aware of what's going on. It's got some holes and some things that kind of contradict itself, but it's not enough to really hurt the film. It's good. I mean, I've really enjoyed it. It's really well paced, which I like. Like I said earlier, it feels like old school horror with a modern polish.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a good assessment of this.
Even the acting, right? I mean, I liked all everybody's acting in the movie. They did really well. What's his name? He played the doctor. Excuse me, Kenneth Welsh.
Yes.
He plays the doctor. He's you know, everybody's a fan of Twin Peaks.
Me. He's in Twin Peaks?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's in a bunch of stuff.
He's really the only actor I know from the film that I know from other stuff. Well, no, in the one nurse, the young nurse, Emily Wong, she was in Scott Pilgrim. No, that's where I knew recognize her from. She played Scott Pilgrim's younger Asian girlfriend.
Knives.
Yes.
She's also in Glow. Glow is awesome. Like, if anybody's not watched Glow on Netflix, it's worth your time. Even if you're not into wrestling, Glow's awesome.
But yeah, the Void would me personally, I would recommend this to anyone who is a fan of Lovecraft. You know, if you like I'm not gonna say a totally polished film, but it does have some quirks to it. But if you like horror, classic horror, not like, you know, black and white, but old school horror, just I would recommend this overall. I think you'll definitely owe it to yourself to watch it. It's really good. As far as an introduction piece, it's kind of iffy. Some of the gore stuff might throw off somebody if this is their first go into this genre, but it's definitely worth a watch. It's critically underrated, in my opinion. I think it needs a little more love. And there's apparently a lot of films titled The Void, so it can be confusing. This came out in 2016. And the cover has a giant glowing white triangle with tentacles come out of it, so you don't know which one it is. But what about you? Would you recommend this or suggestions to other people?
Yeah. Especially if you like sci-fi horror. And by sci-fi horror, I mean really dark sci-fi horror.
Would you consider body horror part of this?
Yes. Because of the... I don't want to say too much, but like the creatures toward the end. Yes. Yeah. It's, and if you don't like body horror, like if you don't like David Cronenberg movies, I'm not saying avoid this because it's body horror light. The rest of the movie is a much bigger deal than the body horror stuff. It's good though. The tension's awesome. I recommend it for anybody that likes kind of modern horror or wants something. If you like The Thing, I would give this one a shot. I'm not going to compare them, but, you know.
Well, I've seen one people, they put a tagline. This is like Stranger Things made out with Event Horizon. I actually like that a little better than The Thing compared to Hellraiser.
I don't get the Stranger Things part.
Probably because it's 80s. I mean, everybody compares it with the Stranger Things, but I would see comparisons to Event Horizon a little bit. I think the Stranger Things part, it's because, you know, the upside down, the other world, the void.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I guess so. I don't necessarily think you wouldn't like this if you don't like Stranger Things. Something yeah. like that. Yeah.
It looks good, too. It's, I mean, overall, it looks really nice. I mean, I really, but it looks well made. Really, it looks like a really well made, just like I said, I mean, again, I'll say it again. It's because modern, you know, horror classic with modern polish. It's just the best way I can describe it.
And we don't get a whole lot of movies where the majority of the effects are practical anymore either. So if you guys feel like checking this one out, I definitely recommend you doing so. Pay some money, rent it, buy it, whatever.
It's always an argument that gets brought up in any films, like, oh, the CGI was terrible. True. You know, it's there's some things it's easier and cheaper to make and do it that way. And it don't always look the best, but it does make a difference when stuff is on camera. It just does. It just, I mean, it's not a negative thing. People who don't want to do that, it's just, it does an overall improvement to the film.
Absolutely. I would definitely recommend it.
Well, do you think we filled the void?
As well as we could, brother.
We do have room though. We can fill the void with something else.
What's that?
That is your pick for next week.
Guys, I'm going to take you back to the 80s. Because that's apparently where I'm stuck, at least for a little bit. And we're going to check out, if you guys listened to last week's episode on Slumber Party Massacre and you like that, I definitely recommend this next flick. And you'll hear our recommendations are really technical.
Yep.
In the episode, but this is I was trying to find the year. I'm just failing miserably at finding what year this damn movie came out.
If you were a fan of the TV sitcom My Two Dads, you might be interested in this next movie. Not going to go into it anymore. You have to check out next week to find out what I mean.
It's also less than 90 minutes, and it's called Strip to Kill.
Yep.
The cover is amazing, y'all.
And does not really connect the movie whatsoever, but it's cool.
Not at all. But it's cool. It says a maniac is killing strippers. Detective Cody has one weapon to stop him. Her body. Yep. It's streaming on Amazon Prime if you guys want to watch it ahead of time. And if you want to buy the physical copy, you can do that too. The Blu-ray is almost $30. What's up with that?
You know, apparently The Void was crowdfunded. I didn't know that.
No, but that's interesting. I bet they didn't have too much trouble raising those funds. Astron 6, after Father's Day came out, got pretty big. So,
there, let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Don't look at the trivia on IMDb, because I actually seen this, but I'm curious if you did. There's another classic horror film playing on the TV in this movie. You know what it was?
In the Void?
Yep.
Was it Dementia 13?
No. It's much more well-known, influential horror film.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The Shining?
No. Last guess, I'll tell you.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers.
You're just picking out of the air now. It was classic Night of the Living Dead.
Really?
Yeah. I missed it my first go around, but I've seen it since I've watched it more times.
Hmm.
There's a tagline that was for this movie. It comes from the director, Stephen Kostansky. It's there is hell, and this is worse. That's a fitting tagline.
Yeah, I like that. That's actually really good. All right, guys. Go ahead.
Also, man. Sorry, I'll wrap. This is stuff I didn't know. Apparently, the ending, it's intentionally done that way.
Still don't like it.
Yeah.
The ending of this movie is a little vague.
I can't explain because it's a spoiler, but apparently it's done intentional because they like the mystery, I guess. But yeah, The Void, check it out and join us next week.
Strip to Kill next week. Come back. Let's strip.
Strip your clothes off.
Titties.
Edit that part out.
All right, guys. Check us out. Social media, Facebook, Spooky Dudes Podcast, Instagram, Spooky Dudes Podcast. Email us, spookydudespodcast@gmail.com. Let me know about the mini reviews. Would you rather them be YouTube videos, blog posts, or what? Or just would you rather them not happen? Let us know. Eric, thanks, man.
Thanks, guys. See you next week. Are you eating peanut butter, by the way?
Can you hear that?
No, I just like, I require some food, dude.
It's a Tootsie Pop.
I can tell something's in your mouth.
Need to, that's what she said. Anyway, stay spooky, my dudes.
Do you enjoy TV shows, movies, video games, comics, or novels? Do you enjoy listening to people discuss geeky topics without getting bent out of shape when they disagree? If you do, then the 42 Cast is right for you. We're a podcast with a rotating cast of guests that discusses a new topic every week. You can find us on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Google Play, or 42cast.com. You can also support us and the entire ESO Network by going to patreon.com/ESO Network. That's the 42 Cast, your ultimate answer to fandom, geekiness, and everything.
This has been a broadcast of the ESO Network. Be part of the crew and help support our shows by donating to our ESO Patreon or by shopping through Amazon.com or the TeePublic store, which can all be found at www.esonetwork.com. The ESO Network, your station for all things geek.
Spooky Dudes Podcast. Beep, yeah.